Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
If there's anything we thoroughly enjoy doing here on the show, it's not only learning more about investments and wealth creation strategies, understanding the business environment and climate that we're in, but also understanding what's happening with us, you and I, our financial behaviors. What are we spending and not spending on? And according to the latest data from the TPN Credit Bureau's vacancy survey report, it actually highlights that a lot more of us as South Africans are choosing to rent properties, residential properties, versus perhaps just shooting straight for home ownership. Maybe not too much of a surprise, especially if we take a look at the economic environment. High interest rates, high levels of inflation, slow income growth. A lot of us are just under pressure and looking to have a roof over our heads, perhaps without the stress, the pressure of a financial commitment of a home loan, and of course the maintenance of that property. But someone who knows more about this than I do and is a good friend of the show is Valdo Marcus, industry principal at TPN Credit Bureau. Always good to have you back on the show, Valdo.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me again.
This report actually found me reading it twofold, from the eyes of a tenant, but also from the eyes and the view and the mindset of a landlord. And I guess let's just provide some perspective on what we are seeing. It does seem as though many South Africans opting to rent versus purchasing a property, right?
It's an excellent way of looking at these kind of reports, because ultimately it speaks to what the specific asset class, in this case, it's the residential rental market, what the health is. But that gives us a really good indication of what's happening with the consumer and households in South Africa. And although we've really seen the residential rental market perform very, very well, with low vacancies, reasonable rental escalations, good payment behavior, at the end, it's a sector can only perform as well as the economy in which it functions. As you mentioned during the introduction, we've seen the economy really struggling around absorbing people for employment, investment, outflows of capital. But more importantly, what impacts households, especially in when it comes to owning or renting properties, is the interest rates. And interest rates have remained elevated, and news from the Reserve Bank still shows that our inflation rate is at elevated levels, kind of mitigating the possibility of having, you know, aggressive interest rate cuts coming through. And that speaks to the residential rental market. And we've seen vacancies since we started as TPN measuring this in 2016, the lowest levels of residential vacancies to date. It's sitting at 4.42%. So it broke that 5% mark. Sure. In the previous quarter. So the end of last year, it was at 6.7%. So residential vacancies continue to reduce as people are opting to go into the residential rental market. But apart from the ability to purchase a home, we speak about affordability, but affordability and goes beyond just interest rates and the cost of debt for someone entering the market. Mm. Affordability also speaks to owning a property from a repairs and maintenance perspective. It's the rates and taxes, it's the transfer duties, security, which also needs to be considered when you budget for purchasing a new property. And within the residential rental market, what we've seen is that risk and those changes that might be coming through is absorbed by the investor to a degree. And that's why we see rental escalations coming through now, because of the rates and taxes and repairs and maintenance costs that have increased substantially over the years. Mm-hmm. But the lower vacancies mean that for investors, they have lower, you know, they've got better cash flow with units not standing vacant. And they also have then the opportunity to grow their portfolios or grow their investment base As there is a very strong demand for residential rental property at the moment, and we continue, we believe it will continue, although not at these low vacancy levels. I do think that there's more stock that will be coming online, and it has been coming online in certain provinces specifically. As the demand is high, the supply will follow, and with that is a bit more competition. So landlords are also now looking at ensuring that their properties are a lot more attractive. And that, on the other hand, bodes well for a consumer. They know that the rental property that they're in will be looked after. They will be have a good relationship with the landlord. The landlord will ensure that repairs and maintenance is done timeously, as the tenant has the opportunity to move somewhere else. So I think it's overall a very good story so far that we've seen the beginning of this year coming through for those individuals that's been investing in property.
Yep, definitely, definitely good news here, Valdo. And I guess to read it simply, it's a good time to be a landlord in a residential investment property. There's an increased demand for people who are looking to rent, but you don't just rent out any property, right? There's a method to the madness and calculations and evaluations that need to be made. And it's understanding, I guess, the price segment where there's been a significant decrease in vacancies. In other words, more people who are keen to rent. I'm keen for you to enlighten us on that, because that also plays an influence as to the residential investment market. There we go.
So having the right rental price in the right location is gold. And you know, it sounds very cliche, but ultimately property is all about location. And it's about the right price, and speaking to a market where the opportunity lies. For rental units that achieve a rental of less than 3,000 rand a month, their vacancies have come down substantially. They've remained elevated during 2022 and 2023. And the beginning of this year, we saw them drop, those units standing vacant, dropping from a 8.46% in the last quarter of last year to 4.51%. So it's almost half the number of vacant units in that less than 3,000 rand a month rental bracket. Rental values, between 3,000 and 4,500, that's 6.11%. Another really good performer when it comes to a reduction in vacancies is rental units that achieve a 4,500 to 7,000 rand a month rental. Mm-hmm. They also just under the 5%. They dropped from an 8.17% in the previous quarter. The higher rental value band, so 7,000 to 12,000 rand a month, they were at 4.31% vacancy rates in quarter one. And then the luxury rental markets, so those paying between 12 and 25,000 rand, are competing for less vacancies in the rental market. They're sitting at 3.57%. That is also the lowest vacancy rate in South Africa at the moment, is in that luxury rental market. And I think it then speaks to individuals that can afford to purchase a home. They do have the potential, they do have the income to apply for a bond, but other reasons might be making, you know, it's getting them to rather rent than purchase a property. And there's various factors around it. And a couple of weeks ago, we published the tenant survey where we delve into understanding the tenant's reasons why they are renting. And we've started seeing like flexibility to move around becomes more important. The belief that renting is cheaper than buying is also becoming more and more prominent. So there's different drivers, apart from the affordability aspect, but there's also different drivers on why people rent. But overall, all various rental value bands has seen a reduction in vacancies. Again, it will depend on what's happening with the economy going forward and what consumers are able to spend. Even though interest rates might not directly immediately impact someone that rents, there's also other debts that tenants will have. You know, there's short-term credit mm-hmm. cards, motor vehicle finance, but for the investor, they've seen that their first quarter of this year have ensured that their properties are occupied and that they have tenants in place.
100%. Also interesting to see the locations where vacancies have also dropped. And it seems as though the Western Cape continues to boast the lowest number of vacant rental units. So put on my investor hat, Valdo, gather my cents and my coins and venture into another province, never mind a property. We'll have to leave it there for today. But it's always so intriguing speaking to you and the reports that you put together as TPN. So thank you as always for your time this evening, Valdo.
It's an absolute pleasure, Gugu. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you, and to you too. That's Valdo Marcus, who is industry principal at TPN Credit Bureau. Essentially, vacancies are decreasing in the residential rental property space. What does that mean? Essentially, there are fewer empty apartments or rental properties. More people want to rent versus purchasing property. And that's seen right across the board. But of course, we're interesting to see the demand within a particular price segment of 4,500 Rand to 7,000 Rand. That price bracket appears to be doing incredibly well. The Western Cape, obviously seeing a lot of demand with a high number of people looking to rent residential property.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.